我想先声明一下啊，我今天早晨打的领带并不是因为是主日。
I want to just make it known that I have a tie on this morning, not because it's the Lord's Day.
因为我想我尊重我们的弟兄，因为他穿得很整齐。
That is because I respect our brother. He is dressed nicely.
免得今天早晨头一次进来的人呢，以为是他讲我翻译。
Perhaps when we come in and see, we might think our brother is speaking, and I am the translator.
好，请弟兄姊妹打开路德记第二章。
Brothers and sisters, let us open up to the Book of Ruth, Chapter 2.
路德记第二章。
Ruth, Chapter 2.
我们先读第一节到第三节。
We'll read first from chapter 2, verse 1 through 3.
拿俄米的丈夫以利米勒的亲族中有一个人名叫波阿斯，是个大财主。摩亚女子路德对拿俄米说，容我往田间去，我蒙谁的恩，就在谁的身后拾取麦穗。拿俄米说，女儿啊，你只管去。路德就去了，来到田间，在收割的人身后拾取麦穗。他恰巧到了以利米勒本族的人波阿斯那块田里。
Ruth chapter 2 verses 1 through 3. And Naomi had a kinsman of her husband's, a mighty man of wealth of the family of Elimelech, and his name was Boaz.And Ruth the Moabitess said unto Naomi, Let me now go to the field and glean ears of corn after him, in whose sight I shall find grace. And she said unto her, Go, my daughter. And she went and came and gleaned in the field after the reapers. And her hap was to light on a part of the field belonging unto Boaz, who was of the kindred of Elimelech.
第八节
Verse 8.
波阿斯对路德说，女儿啊，听我说，不要往别人田里拾取麦穗，也不要离开这里，要常与我使女们在一处。
Then said Boaz unto Ruth, Hearest thou not, my daughter? Go not to glean in another field, neither go from hence, but abide here fast by my maidens.
第十一节
Verse 11.
波阿斯回答说，自从你丈夫死后，凡你向婆婆所行的，比你离开父母和本地到素不认识的民中，这些事人都全告诉我了。
And Boaz answered and said unto her, It hath fully been shown to me all that thou hast done unto thy mother-in-law since the death of thine husband, and how thou hast left thy father and thy mother and the land of thy nativity, and art come unto a peoplewhich thou knewest not heretofore.
十二节
Verse 12.
愿耶和华照你所行的赏赐你，你来投靠耶和华以色列神的翅膀下，愿你满得他的赏赐。
The Lord recompense thy work, and a full reward be given thee of the Lord, God of Israel, under whose wing thou art come to trust.
我们再看第十七节，十七节到末了。
We'll also read from verse 17 to the end.
这样，路德在田间拾取麦穗，直到晚上，将所拾取的打了约有一依法大麦，他就把所拾取的带进城去，给婆婆看，又把他吃饱了所剩的给了婆婆。婆婆问他说，你今日在哪里拾取麦穗，在哪里做工呢？愿那顾恤你的得福。路德就告诉婆婆说，我今日在一个名叫波阿斯的人那里做工。拿俄米对儿妇说，愿那人蒙耶和华赐福，因为他不断地恩待活人死人。拿俄米又说，那是我们本族的人，是一个至敬的亲属。摩亚女子路德说，她对我说，你要紧随我的仆人拾取麦穗，只等他们收取完了我的庄稼。拿俄米对儿妇路德说，女儿啊， 你跟着他的使女出去，不叫人遇见你在别人田间，这才为好。于是路德和波阿斯的使女常在一处拾取麦穗，直到收完了大麦和小麦，路德仍与婆婆同住。
Verse 17, so she gleaned in the field even until evening, and beat out that she had gleaned, and it was about an ephah of barley. And she took it up and went into the city, and her mother-in-law saw what she had gleaned, and she brought forth and gave to her that she had reserved after she was sufficed. And her mother-in-law said unto her, Where hast thou gleaned today? And where wottest thou? Blessed be he that did take knowledge of thee. And she showed her mother-in-law with whom she had wrought, and said, The man's name with whom I wrought today is Boaz. And Naomi said unto her daughter-in-law, Blessed be he of the Lord, who hath not left off his kindness to the living and to the dead. And Naomi said unto her, The man is near of kin unto us, one of our next kinsmen. And Ruth the Moabitess said, He said unto me also, Thou shalt keep fast by my young men until they have end all my harvest. And Naomi said unto Ruth her daughter-in-law, It is good, my daughter, that thou go out with his maidens, that they meet thee not in any other field. So she kept fast by the maidens of Boaz to glean unto the end of barley harvest and of wheat harvest, and dwell with her mother-in-law.
第三章第五节。
Chapter 3, verse 5.
路德说，凡你所吩咐的，我必遵行。
And Ruth said unto her, All that thou sayest unto me, I will do.
我们再看一处新约圣经罗马书第八章。
Let's also turn to the New Testament, Romans chapter 8.
罗马书第八章。
Romans chapter 8.
第十二节到十四节。
Verses 12 to 14.
弟兄们，这样看来，我们并不是欠肉体的债，去顺从肉体活着。你们若顺从肉体活着，就必要死；若靠着圣灵致死身体的恶行，必要活着。因为凡被神的灵引导的，都是神的儿子。
Therefore, brethren, we are debtors not to the flesh to live after the flesh, but if we live after the flesh, we shall die. But if we through the Spirit do mortify the deeds of the body, we shall live. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God.
我们昨天早晨已经说过啊。
Yesterday morning we shared.
历史的故事呢，只是一个现象。
The story of history only shows us a glimpse, a phenomenon.
在这些历史的背后。
Yet behind the history itself.
有神荣耀的旨意在支配所有一切的光景。
Now there is the glorious will of God that directs all of these events.
神历世历代都根据他荣耀的旨意在地上做工。
And throughout the ages, God has worked according to his glorious will.
而那些在历史上能够走在神心意道路上的人都是有福的。
And blessed are they who are able to go on this way, the line of the will of God.
我们说过路德记最大的一个价值。
And we have mentioned the greatest value of the book of Ruth.
就是因为他走在神旨意的那条线上。
Is that these people went on the way of the line of the will of God.
马太福音第一章的家谱很清楚告诉我们。
In the Gospel according to Matthew, chapter 1, the genealogy clearly tells us.
神荣耀的旨意从亚伯拉罕到大卫到基督，这是一条线。
There is this line, this lineage we see, the descendants of the son of Abraham, the son of David, and that's the genealogy of the Lord Jesus.
我们知道在旧约时代中，因为主耶稣还没有道成肉身。
We know that in the New Old Testament before our Lord Jesus descended.
所以在预表的时代里面，从亚伯拉罕到大卫，这是神旨意的一个准绳。
Therefore, this lineage from Abraham to David is a measuring line, the plumb line, which we can see.
路德记所记载的这些人，他们所以蒙福，就是因为他们走在神荣耀旨意这条线上。
The characters in the book of Ruth we see they're blessed is because these individuals are ones who walk according to this line.
我们说过士师记是整个路德记的背景。
We have shared that the days of Judges is the background for the story of Ruth.
士师记是以色列历史上一段 非常黑暗的时期。
And the days of the judges was an extremely dark period for the people of Israel.
以色列的百姓们偏离神的旨意，他们活在仇敌的权势之下。
That the people of Israel departed away from the will of God and lived under the oppression of the enemy.
他们的光景非常的痛苦，非常的混乱。
Their condition was very sad and very chaotic.
我们一般读路德读士师记的时候
，In general, when we read the book of Judges,
我们只说士师记所带下的是一个黑暗的时期。
We know that the period of the Judges is a dark period.
但是在路德记第一章第一节里面告诉我们
，Yet in the book of Ruth, chapter 1, verse 1, it says,
士师记这一个失败的历史所带下来的。一个更可怕的结果就是饥荒。
That is the result of the very consequences of the days of the judges is famine.
所以那句话说，当士师秉政的时候，国中遭遇饥荒。
Therefore, Ruth chapter 1 verse 1 says, Now it came to pass in the days when the judges ruled that there was a famine in the land.
我们知道那个士师。在原文里面是一个多数，不是一个事实，不是哪一个事实。
We know in the original text, in the day of the judges, it's not singular judge, but it's plural.
就是讲到整个士师记。
That is in the entire period of the judges.
他们所带下的一个可怕的结果就是饥荒。
And this is the dreadful consequence of that period, which is famine.
神的百姓已经没有食物可以吃。
That the people of God have no provision.
我们昨天讲过以利米勒的家族就是因为这个饥荒，所以他们就妥协，他们就逃避。
And we have mentioned yesterday, family Elimelech, because of this famine, they escaped and they compromised.
所以这个饥荒对于神的百姓的影响是非常的厉害。
Therefore, the results of this famine to the people of God is very great.
我们说过神是丰富的神。
And we have mentioned that God is a full, abundant God.
神的儿女们不应该过这种饥饿的生活。
And God's children ought not to live in such poverty.
在旧约圣经里面很清楚地告诉我们，神的儿女什么时候过饥荒的生活，就因为他们的光景不讨神的喜悦。
In the Old Testament, we see that whenever the children of God are living in such a desolate condition, it is when they are not pleasing to God.
所以这个饥荒是神的审判，也是一个咒诅。
Therefore, this famine is a judgment of God, also God's curse.
所以我们从路德记里面很清楚看见。
Therefore, very clearly, we can see from the book of Ruth.
神如果要带领他的百姓重新回到他荣耀的旨意里面。
If God were to bring his people back once again into his eternal purpose.
第一件事情很简单，他们必须吃饱了。
The first very simple act is that they must be full.
如果他们里面饥荒，他们哪有什么力气来遵行神的旨意呢？
If there is a famine within and there is no strength, how are they able to keep and do the will of God?
我们都知道今天这个我们所处这个世代，基督教从外表上面来看是完全处在士师记的时代。
And we know in our generation today, the church as a whole, external condition of the church is that it is as if in the days of judges.
我们真是面临一个非常危险的一个时代。
And this is a generation which we face is a very extremely dangerous one.
我们要如何能从这样的一种光景中间能够出来呢？
How are we able to be delivered from such a condition?
感谢我们的神。
We thank our God.
他把士师记摆在我们的眼前。
He places the book of Judges before us.
给我们有很大的警戒。
So that it will be a great warning for us.
他把路德记摆在我们跟前。
The Lord places the book of Ruth before us.
让我们看见出路在这里。
So that we're able to see this is the way of escape.
所以如果我们能明白路德记。
So when we understand the book of Ruth.
这对我们今天在主面前的光景来讲也是一个非常重要的一个提醒。
As for our condition today, it will be a grave reminder for us.
弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters，
我们知道路德记，他告诉我们那个恢复的路在什么地方。
We know that the book of Ruth shows us what is the way to recovery.
我们甚至可以用这样的眼光来看啊。
We can view this in this perspective.
这个士师记呢
？That the book of Judges，
它所注重的是恩赐。
What is focused on is the gift。
而路德记所注重的
，And what is the focus in the book of Ruth？
是生命，生活。
Is life the living？
就是生命。
And that is life。
我想今天我们有很多弟兄姊妹 我们都清楚。
I believe many brothers and sisters know.
我们跟随主不能光注重恩赐。
As we follow the Lord, we cannot depend on gifts.
我们更重要是要注重生命。
Even more so, we have to depend on life.
是恩赐是好的。
A gift is good.
但是你不能依赖恩赐。
But we cannot depend on the gifts.
你看见在士师记里面所有这些士师们个个都是很有恩赐的人。
And we can see during the days of the judges, all the judges were well gifted.
当然他们是一般有信心的人，他们也是一般爱神爱神的家的人。
Of course, they were one full of faith, and they were those who loved God and loved God's house.
但是我们可以看见整个士师记只不过是神一个权宜的做法。
But we can see that in the entire book of Judges is only a delay to delay the time.
并不代表神的那个完全的心意。
It does not represent for us that purpose of God.
神只是借着一些有恩赐的士师们暂时的拯救了一些的百姓。
It was through the judges, the hands of the judges, there was a temporal deliverance of the people.
所以按照在预表上面来讲。
Therefore, in the type.
士师记是注重恩赐。
That the book of Judges emphasizes for us the gifts.
路德记是注重生命。
The book of Ruth focuses on life.
今天我们每一个人都需要回到这个生命的经历的里面。
And each one of us today have to return to this experience of life.
弟兄姊妹们
brothers and sisters.
我们常常会提醒自己说，我们不要注重恩赐，我们要注重生命。
Many a times we will remind ourselves we cannot depend on the gifts, but depend on life.
那么弟兄姊妹。如果我这样说啊
Now brothers and sisters, if I put it this way
你看看到底我们还是注重恩赐呢还是注重这个生命呢
Now is it in fact, do we focus on the gift or the life?
假使今天呢这个拿俄米啊跟这个参孙两个人出现在我们的聚会里
If today these two characters, Naomi and Samson, appear before us
我问弟兄姊妹，你会注意谁
？Now, brothers and sisters, I ask you, who do you put your attention to?
我想，恐怕没有人去注意拿俄米。
Now, I believe none of us will pay attention to Naomi.、
这个老姊妹、老太太有什么好看的？
this older sister, this old lady, she's not pleasant to look at.
哇，你看参孙出来了，这个是多么好看呢、
you look at Samson when he appears. How lovely is he to look upon?
弟兄姊妹们
，brothers and sisters.
我想我们今天大多数神的儿女们都是把注意力摆在那些有恩赐的人身上。对不对
I believe a majority of the brothers and sisters will put their focus upon those who are greatly gifted.
注意恩赐。
We focus on gifts.
不是神不注意他所兴起的士师们。
It is not that God does not focus on the judges whom he has raised.
路德记告诉我们。
But the book of Ruth tells us.
神更是注意路德记。中间的这几个平凡人。
Even more so, God regards these very ordinary people in the book of Ruth.
因为他们的生活所带下来的结果是让神荣耀的旨意得到彰显。
That is because the outcome of the lives of these ordinary people really brings forth the manifestation of the glory of God's eternal will.
所以弟兄姊妹们
So brothers and sisters,
我们要追求属灵生命的这个里面的满足
When we pursue after the satisfaction of the life that is within,
这是非常重要的一件事情。
This is a very important matter.
我们晓得今天的世人呢没有得救。
We know that those in the world are unsaved.
他们只注重身体的这个饱足。
The focus is only on the satisfaction of the body.
那么好一点的人注意魂里面的饱足。
Perhaps some who are well off, they may focus on the satisfaction of their soul.
但是我们发现连很多蒙恩多年的基督徒。
But even we can see many saints who are saved for many years.
我们有很多时候我们也还是注重这个身体的满足。
There are still many who would focus their attention on the satisfaction of the
body. 有的人只注意魂里面的满足。
And some would focus their attention on the satisfaction of the soul.
我们非常忽略我们那个灵里面的饱足。
And we neglect the contentment of the spirit.
所以我们很多时候还是注重吃什么喝什么。
And so we focus what we eat, what we drink.
好，我们为我们的身体要找那个好吃的食物，要找那个健康食物。
And for our body, we seek for which tastes good and which is healthy.
哇，出现一点点毛病呢，你看看我们就多少的注意在上面。
And when something is wrong with it, just a little bit, we put so much attention to it.
那么也有人追求这个魂里面的满足。
And some may satisfy the soul.
啊，情感上的满足。
And to satisfy their emotions.
心智上的满足。
And to our minds.
啊，我们读很多很多的书，你看也给我们带来满足，对不对？
And we read many, many books that will bring us lots of satisfaction.
啊，也有人追求意志上、追求地位、权势上的满足。
And some will seek after the will, after power and fame and position.
弟兄姊妹们
and brothers and
圣经给我们看见只有灵里面的满足才是一个真正的满足
yet the Bible tells us only when our spirits are satisfied that is true satisfaction
我们甚至可以这样说
and we can even say it this
当你灵里面满足的时候
that is when our spirits are content satisfied
你在外面缺乏一点都算不得什么
and if we lack somewhat externally that is nothing in comparison
你看多少的圣徒他们生活在穷困的环境的里面
and we see so many saints perhaps live in a condition where there seems to be lack
他们心里很快乐
yet there is much joy with
Within.
Within there is much contentment.
啊，所以弟兄姊妹们
Therefore, brothers and sisters,
这个灵里的饱足很重要。
It is extremely important to be satisfied in the spirit.
当一个人灵里面饱足的时候
That is when our spirits are filled.
你看见这个人就是一个安息的人。
We can see this is one who is at rest.
今天我们的生活有安息吗？
Is there rest in our living today?
你不安息就因为你灵里没有饱足。
When there is no rest today in our lives, that is because our spirits are not filled.
啊，圣经形容我们好像这个断奶的婴孩啊，在母亲的怀里一样。
The scriptures described us as a child, a suckling child that is weaned in the bosom of the mother.
他有另外一种的满足。
There is just a different level of satisfaction, fulfillment in that there is a rest there.
我们追求安息。
As we pursue after rest.
对一个肚子饿的人来讲是最不安息。
One who has hunger cannot have rest, right?
我们看见一个小孩子。他一饿他就要叫。
And when we see a child, when he is hungry, he will scream and cry.
他一吃饱他就不叫。
Once he is full, he will be quiet.
不仅婴孩是这样，我们大人也是这样。
Not only the children, but even adults.
啊，所以弟兄姊妹，灵里面的饱足带进安息的生活。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, when we're filled in the Spirit, it will bring into us a living that is at rest.
当你灵里得饱足的时候。
And when our spirits are filled.
你自然的生活就是喜乐的。
And our lives will manifest one that is joyful.
昨天晚上我们弟兄告诉我们呢，这个雅各啊。
Last evening, our brother shared with James.
他告诉我们说呢，在诸般的患难中里面有满足的喜乐。
And that in various trials and temptations, there is the fullness of joy.
那是一个什么灵力刚强的人才会过这种生活。
That is one who is strong in the spirit would be able to live in this way.
如果你灵力不饱足
，If we're not satisfied in our spirit,
你哪里来的喜乐呢
？Where would that joy come from?
你不可能喜乐。
We would not be joyful.
彼得也告诉我们。
And Peter also tells us.
在各样的患难中间，你们有满足的大喜乐。
And there is a great joy that fills us when we're in various trials and temptations.
这个人灵里面刚强了，灵里面饱足了。
When there is strength within the inner man and the spirit is satisfied.
他才能够表现出这种喜乐。
Then we're able to manifest such joy.
你看保罗是一个灵里面饱足的人。
And we can see Paul, he is also an individual that is filled with the Spirit.
腓立比书的时候。
So when he writes the book of Philippians,
他说弟兄们
he says, brethren,
你们要喜乐。
You have to rejoice.
他说我把这些话写给你们与我并不为难。
And it is not hard for me to write this unto you.
因为保罗是在监牢里面写腓立比书的。
That is because Paul was in prison when he writes the book of Philippians.
他手上戴着锁链，脚上戴着脚镣。
And he was in chains and in stocks as he writes this book.
他说你们应当喜乐。
He says, rejoice, I say.
他说我是喜乐的。
I rejoice.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
Dear brothers and sisters.
只有一个灵里面饱足的人。
If those who are filled in the spirit.
环境就不能够影响。
The circumstances cannot hinder us.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
Dear brothers and sisters,
这是多么重要的一件事情。
How important this is.
一个人呢必须要吃饱了你才能做工对不对
One must be satisfied full before we can work.
凡是在你属灵的工作上你显出了那种的力量的人都是吃饱足的人。
When we are able to go upon forward with spiritual work, we must first be filled and satisfied in our spirit.
在属灵的征战上也是一样。
It is the same in spiritual warfare.
你不能拆这个恶兵上战场。
You cannot
send, 怎么打仗呢
You cannot send hungry soldiers onto the battlefield if you're hungry. How can you fight?
教会里面都说我们要上战场，上战场。
We can see throughout the church there are soldiers going to battle, but yet there are so many hungry soldiers. How can we fight? And there's no result
there.
Because we're not full. And we can see from these words in the book of Isaiah. And the Lord says to the people
of Israel,
that the king of Syria comes with great oppression upon you.
但是他说, 你们吃得肥壮了,
but when you're filled and you're fat, you're able to break this bondage of the enemy.
不然后面有个小字注是高油丰满,
and then it's not that you're full and you're fat and healthy in your body, but it's the anointing, full of the anointing.
所以今天我们活在这个世代中, 仇敌要把非常沉重的恶加在我们身上。
Therefore, as we live today, the enemy places a very heavy burden yoke upon us.
你如何能逃脱这个恶呢?
How are we able to break this yoke?
需要有丰盛的膏油。
We must have the fullness of the
anointing. 我们需要灵里面的光景呢, 变得非常的这个。
And our spiritual condition must be very strong and healthy. And must be filled and satisfied.
弟兄姊妹都知道, 保罗曾经写信给提摩太,
our brothers and sisters, we know that Paul wrote to Timothy.
特别写信给提摩太后书,
especially in 2 Timothy.
你知道提摩太后书最后一句话是什么吗?
And we know these words in the end of 2 Timothy.
他说, 愿神与你的灵同在。
And Paul writes to Timothy, May the Lord Jesus Christ be with thy spirit.
为什么保罗这样写呢?
And why did Paul write these words?
我们知道提摩太是一个好基督徒。
And we know that Timothy was a good Christian.
是一个爱主的人。
He was one who loved the Lord.
他也是一个很热心愿意服侍主的人。
He was one who served the Lord zealously.
他也跟着保罗一同受苦的。
And he suffered along with Paul.
那么好像从外表看起来情况都好。Externally,
we see this is a good condition.
但是保罗这个时候有点感觉。But
here, Paul has this feeling.
提摩太的灵软弱了。There
is weakness in the spirit of Timothy.
所以保罗是一个很有经验的人。And
Paul is one with much experience.
他知道你什么外面什么都好,最后这个灵不行就整个完了。He
knows that no matter how good it seems externally, if there's something wrong with the spirit, all is finished.
所以是他对提摩太说,
So Paul says to Timothy that the Lord has not given us a spirit of timidity, but it's a power of spirit and a power of spirit and steadfastness.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们灵里面的这个宝足啊， 对我们今天生活侍奉 有非常重大的影响。
Therefore, our filling of our spirit within and our condition within has great impact upon our service.
我们的灵如果软弱,
if our spirit is weak,
我们即使知道了圣经中全部关于耶稣基督见证的道理, 也不行。
Even if we knew all the scriptures about the testimony of the Lord Jesus Christ, that would not be enough.
所以, 在路德记里很清楚告诉我们,
so in the book of Ruth, it tells us very clearly, in order for God to recover his people to his original purpose,
第一件事情,
the first matter at hand,
就是他们必须要走出饥荒,
they must come out of the famine.
弟兄姊妹记得在使徒行传里面,
brothers and sisters, remember in the book of Acts,
我们看见斯提凡的见证,
we can see the testimony of Stephen.
如果你读使徒行传这个第六章的时候,
when we read Acts chapter 6,
那里使徒行传第六章讲到斯提凡一个很特别的情况,
and there it records for us a very unique condition for Stephen.
他的每一样东西都是满的,
that all it records concerning Stephen is he is filled, he is full of.
特别是那里讲到他里面的灵是满的,
that is records for us he is full with the Spirit.
所以他一个人面对所有的犹太人,
therefore alone he faces all the Jews.
面对整个犹太教,
he was able to face all of the Jewish religion. And we can see how strong he is in spirit.
因为在他里面什么都是满的,
because the recording of Stephen is that he is full of.
我想今天我们的困难就是什么呢?
I think what is our difficulty today?
我们也不是没有, 有一点, 但是不满。
No, it's not that we don't have any, but we lack, it's not full.
你说他是活着的吧, 又好像有点像死了。
Now you say that this person is living, but somehow seems dead.
你说他死了吗？他还有点活气。
You say that this person is dead, but yet there are some signs of life. So in that condition is difficult. Yet we need the condition to be filled with it. We need to be satisfied and filled. And the Lord has already given us life. And through drawing nearer to the life with the Lord, we can be satisfied in our spirit. Through the reading of the Lord's words, we can be satisfied in our spirit.
各处聚会里面稍微走动一下。
In these recent years, the Lord has led me to various congregations to serve.
我不止一次碰见一些弟兄姊妹来跟我讲。
There are many a times I encounter brothers and sisters who say this to me.
他说：“孙弟兄啊，我都快饿死了。”
They say, "Brother son, I'm about hunger to death."
那么当然我知道他是寄望外面的一些的供应。
Of course, I know they put their hope in external satisfaction.
很可惜啊,
it's very sad.
我们不知道我们自己可以回到主跟前。
Yet we don't realize we have a way back to the Lord.
我们的主是何等的丰富啊。
How full and rich, abundant is our Lord.
他巴不得你吃, 对不对?
He is so willing to feed us.
哎呀, 他希望你吃得饱足,
and he wants us to be full and satisfied.
是因为我们自己愚昧,
yet, out of our own foolishness, we don't know how to follow the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
如果你真正的能够在主里面,你得住这样的饱足,
if we're fully satisfied in this way before the Lord,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们,
dear brothers and sisters,
我们就有力量来遵行神的旨意,
then we'll have strength to do the will of God.
所以呢, 路德记,
so in the book of Ruth,
告诉我们要重回神荣耀的旨意那条线上。
The book of Ruth shows us the way how we can return back to the original purpose of God.
我们必须灵里饱足。
First, our spirits must be full.
必须有刚强的灵。
We must have a strong spirit.
这是非常重要的一件事情。
This is very important.
那么第二件事情。
The second matter.
在路德记里面告诉我们的。
In the book of Ruth, it tells us.
就是我们刚才读的第二章和第三章的一点。
That is the passages we read in chapters 2 and 3.
就是我们需要有明确的引导。
That is, we have to have a very clear guidance.
那么我们这一面呢，还需要有舍己的奉献。
Upon this lesson, we also have to have this consecration to deny ourselves.
我想我们从路德身上可以很清楚地看见
I think from the person of Ruth, we're able to see these characteristics very clearly. Today, for us to return back to the glorious will of God, we must have very clear direction.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
我们都熟悉点圣经,
we're very familiar with the scriptures.
我们知道引导是一个很简单的道理,
and now we know this word, direction, this guidance is very simple.
但是呢, 是一个很难实行的,
yet, this truth is very difficult to follow, to obey.
是很难行的路。
It is a very difficult way.
我想这个历史啊, 如果我们读历史啊,
I think in history, when we study history,
我们看见历史证明,
when we see the history,
教会所以会走偏离,
The church history, why the church will go astray,
是因为错误的引导,
because of wrong direction.
是吧?
Is that correct?
所以这个引导是非常重要的一件事情。
Therefore, this matter of direction is extremely important to us.
同时历史也证明,
in history, it also proves for us,
人在引导的经历上, 是失败多过成功的。
In our experience of following direction, man tends to fail more than succeed.
我们稍微知道一点教会历史的人都晓得,
if we somewhat know about church history, we realize,
当第一个世纪过去的时候,
that after the first century passed,
从教父的时代开始,
from the fathers of the church history,
教会的光景就逐渐地往下,
we can see a declination of the church condition.
大概到四五世纪时候，我们看见变成天主教。
We can see in the fourth, fifth generation has become Catholicism.
然后进入一千年的黑暗时期。
And then there was over 1,000 years of the dark age.
为什么会这样呢？
Why did this happen?
今天我们回头看很清楚。
When we look back today, we're very clear.
就是神的百姓受到错误的引导。
That is because the people of God were misled.
所以你知道这个错误的引导，这是一个多么可怕的东西。
Therefore, we realize when the direction is wrong, how fearful it is.
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters,
今天我们处在这么一个混杂的时代的里面
Today when we live in such a chaotic generation
明确的引导是我们必须要有的
Clear direction is something that we must have
从圣经里面我们都知道我们的神是引导人的神
From the scriptures we know that our God is one who directs us
因为神有荣耀的目的
Now, because God has a glorious purpose.
他引导我们总是要把我们重新带回到他的旨意的里面
His direction for us is always to guide us back to his original purpose.
你读整个旧约的历史就很清楚
When we read the entire Old Testament, we're very clear.
当以色列百姓偏离的时候
When the people of Israel went astray.
神兴起他的仆人兴起先知们对不对
God will raise up his servants, the prophets.
他们做什么事呢
What did these people
他们就起来告诉以色列百姓说
They rose up to tell the people of
Israel. 你们现在走错路了
You have gone astray.
你们要回头
You have to return.
你们重新回到这条正路上
You have to once again go on the right way.
我们知道这些神的仆人先知们他们就成了神在百姓中间的那个引导
We know that the servants of God, the prophets, became a guide for the people.
所以他们有时候听的话
So some obeyed.
光景就转变
And the condition is changed.
他不听话
When the people disobeyed.
就一直留在那些可怜的光景
They continue to be in a very sad, pitiful condition.
到了新约时代也是这样
It is the same in the New Testament.
神的儿女们在地上的生活侍奉是需要接受引导的
The children of God, as we serve the Lord, we need direction.
感谢主
We thank the Lord.
在路德记里面
In the book of Ruth.
让我们看见路德
We're able to see from the person of Ruth.
接受了非常好的一个引导
She received very good direction.
所以第二章、第三章里面就让我们看见那个正确的引导是多么的重要。
In chapters 2 and 3, we can see the very grave importance of the clear direction.
我们开头看见这个路德呢，对拿俄米说呢，他说：“容我到田间去，去捡麦穗去。”
And at the beginning, we see that Naomi tells Ruth to go and glean in the fields.
那么拿俄米说：“好，你去吧。”
And Ruth says, "I want to go," and Naomi says, "Go."
我们都知道。古代在埃及在以色列人中间那些穷苦的人他们只有到人家田里面去捡点麦穗
We know the, those who are in need and the poor in those days in Israel they can glean from the fragments in the field
这是神许可的
And this is allowed by God
但是在这里呢有一件很有趣的事情啊
But here we can see something very interesting
就是那么路德因为回到了这个伯利恒什么也不知道就这么走啊走圣经就说他就恰巧走到波阿斯的田里去了
And so we see that Ruth is a stranger to the land of Bethlehem and she goes to a field but now it's so happened that she went and gleaned from the field of Boaz
他那个时候呢他感觉是恰巧
For her she thought it was by chanceShe was gleaning to the field belonging to Boaz.
今天我们回头看呢，这完全是神的引导。
But when we look back today, we realize this is completely the guidance of God.
你知道我们的神在暗中啊，他都在引导我们。
We realize that God, in hiddenly, He's always guiding us.
在我们生活中很多恰巧的事啊。
There seems to be so many coincidences in our life.
其实都是神的安排。
But in fact, they are all arranged by God.
我有这个几个孙子孙女啊。
I have a few grandchildren, grandsons and granddaughters.
有时候他们回家来看我们。
Sometimes they will come home to visit us.
所以我跟我姊妹两个呢，有的时候给他们预备点礼物啊。
So sometimes my wife and I will prepare some gifts for them.
不然，比方说买了一个玩具。
For example, a toy.
我们就说呢，我们把它放在门口。
And so we would place this gift by the door.
所以我那个孙子孙女来了。一开门呢、哇就看见个大礼物在那里。
So when the grandchildren come, they open the door and they see this great big gift there.
因为 我很喜欢看他们怎么一进来的时候，你看见两个眼睛就发亮了。
That's because I love to see their reaction when they come in and their eyes just wide open.
哇，这是高兴得不得了，就进来了。
And they will come with excitement and exclamation, wow, and they're so excited.
弟兄姊妹，你知道我们的神也喜欢这样啊。
Brothers and sisters, realize our God likes to do the same.
当然了，我这个孙子们知道这是公公婆婆预备的。
Of course, my grandchildren know this is prepared by the grandparents.
很可惜，我们有很多时候啊，这个我们不知道是神给我们的预备。
But sadly, sometimes we do not realize what God has prepared for us.
其实神老早在前面都给你摆好了。
But in fact, God has placed so many.Before us already.
所以这个恰巧。
So this by chance.
弟兄姊妹们，这个完全是神在暗中给他的带领。
But in fact, it is God's hidden provision.
当然了，我们知道神把他带到波阿斯的田里面。
Of course, we know that it is God who led her to the field belonging to Boaz.
哎呀，当你读这个故事的时候啊，你会不会感觉到背后神在说明一个什么？
So when we read such a story, do we really have the feeling, the sense of what God is telling us?
因为我们知道我们神荣耀的旨意总是把我们怎么样带到他儿子和他儿子的田里。
That is the glorious will of God forever will lead us, direct us to his son and the field of his son.
请我们记得在这个路德记第二章里面。
Let us remember in Ruth chapter 2.
神不仅是把路德带到波阿斯的跟前。
That God not only brings Ruth before Boaz.
还有很重要一件事情。
But very importantly.
把他带到波阿斯的田里面。
But brings her to the field of Boaz.
我们今天呢，常常听弟兄姊妹讲说，我们侍奉主要把人带到主跟前，对吧
？Today many a times we hear brothers and sisters share that when we serve brothers and sisters, we bring them before the presence of the Lord.
我有很多年在主面前思想。
There are many years I consider this before the Lord.
这句话有点缺欠的。
There is lacking in these words.
你要把人带到主这里，也要把他带到主的心意里面。
We need to bring such an individual before the Lord and into the will of the Lord.
那个才是路德记给我们看见一个完整的启示。
That is the complete revelation we see here in the book of Ruth.
所以真正爱神的人
So one who truly loves the Lord
是爱主也爱主的家。
One loves the Lord and also loves the house of the Lord.
你要爱主爱教会。
You have to love the church, love the Lord and love the church.
这个才是圣经中给我们看见一个完全的爱。
And then this is the complete love we see in the scriptures.
因为这个田代表波阿斯的工作。
That is because this field represents the work of Boaz.
今天我们知道我们的神在这个整个宇宙中有他的作为的。
Today we know in the entire universe God has his work.
我们不仅爱他。
Not only do we love him.
我们也爱他的旨意。
We also love his will.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
我们知道这是主今天在我们身上给我们的一个引导。
We know this is the guidance of the Lord upon us today.
神实在希望我们能够认识他的儿子，也明白他在他儿子身上所计划的荣耀的旨意。
God desires for us to know his son and also to understand the glorious eternal will concerning his son.
所以一开头我们就看见路德，神在暗中已经给了他一些美好的引导。
Therefore, even at the beginning, we see this beautiful guidance of the Lord upon Ruth.
我们从路德记里面看见路德这个姊妹啊，这个女子啊，是一个非常殷勤的人。
Now from the scriptures we see this person of Ruth, the sister, she is extremely diligent.
哇，这殷勤是好事，对不对
？Now it's great to be diligent.
但是在这里给我们一个重要的提醒。
But here is a very important reminder for us.
只有在对的引导下，殷勤才有结果。
Only under the right, the correct direction, when we have diligence, then it will bring forth the right outcome.
你今天看见在整个基督教的里面，在地上的教会里面。
Today in Christendom, today in the entire church, we see.
热心的人不少啊。
There are so many who are zealous.
殷勤的人也不少啊。
There are so many who are diligent.
肯做事情的人也很多啊。
There are so many who are willing to work.
但是有很多时候，当我们看见这些弟兄姊妹他们这样的摆上的时候呢？ 我们的心里面有一个说不出来的难过。
Yet when we see so many of our brethren put forth themselves in such a way, there's still a sigh within.
如果他这种殷勤能摆在一个对的引导底下，那是多么的美好呢？
If such diligence would be led under the right direction, how beautiful that would be.
但是很可惜。
But very sadly.
很多的殷勤啊。
Much of that diligence,
达不到神所要的结果。
It cannot reach the result which God is after.
弟兄姊妹们，
brothers and sisters,
这个错误的引导，
when we're misled,
只有叫人什么空跑徒劳。
When it will only lead to us to run in vain and to labor in vain.
如果我们这一生在主面前兢兢业业的用了很多的力气，做了很多事，到最后归于徒然，你看看。你是多么的懊悔呢？
Brothers and sisters, when we realize all of our life's work, when we labor and when we run, but it is all for naught at the end, how much regret would there be?
我们都知道跟随主是需要付代价的。
We all realize in order to follow the Lord, there is a cost.
但是你这个代价必须用对了地方啊。
But that cost must be paid on the right things.
我们常常鼓励弟兄姊妹们要奉献，要付代价啊。
We oftentimes encourage brothers and sisters who have to consecrate ourselves, who have to pay the price.
哇，也有很多人真是什么都不要了，把一生都摆在好像主的工作上。
And many would answer the call and forsake all and put all their efforts on seemingly the work of God.
结果是在一个错误的引导里面。
But yet that was all misled.
这个叫枉费。
And that is called waste.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
brothers and sisters,
只有对的引导，
only when there is right direction,
使人的努力啊不会后悔。
Then our labor, there will be no regret.
所以一个正确的引导是多么的重要。
Therefore, it is utter important for us to have the right direction.
我有时候常常回头思想的时候，
many times when I reflect to consider,
我真是满心感谢我的主。
I'm full of thanksgiving toward our Lord.
我昨天已经讲，我是个平凡人。
I already shared yesterday, I'm an ordinary person.
我也没有多少的智慧。
I don't have much wisdom.
我不像我们弟兄们都很聪明。
I don't, unlike
我这个人是比较这个智慧没那么高的。
And unlike our brother who is very wise, I have very minimal wisdom.
但是呢，我感谢主。
But I thank the Lord.
在我们早年的生活里，
in my early days,
不仅圣灵在我里面有些明确的引导，
not only is there a clear guidance from the Spirit within,
在我的生命中出现了有很多真的是的好仆人，
but throughout my life, God has placed many good servants around me.
他们给我们有正确的一些的引导，
they give us good direction.
我每次想到这个，我里面就非常的感谢我的主。
Each time I think of this, I thank the Lord.
弟兄姊妹们，这不是我有智慧会选择。
Brothers and sisters, not that I have wisdom to choose.
这是神的大怜悯。
It is by the great mercy of God.
所以我常常有时候跟弟兄姊妹讲，我今天能走上这条路，是我糊里糊涂走上来的。
So many times I share with brothers and sisters, I'm only able to be on this way.
神是何等的怜悯我。
I went on very confused how great mercy God has.
但是我知道主还没回来。
Before I know the Lord returns,
我还要经过很多的考验。
I will go through much testing.
我希望主怜悯我能够一直走到路中。
And may the Lord have mercy on me, I can go to the end of the journey.
我希望我永远不要被引到错误的东西里面去。
That I will not be led into that which is wrong.
但是这条路上试探引诱是何其多呢？
But how great is the temptation along the way?
所以弟兄姊妹们，
So brothers and sisters,
神不仅引导我们到他儿子跟前，
Not only does God lead us before his son,
也引导我们进到他的田地，
but also lead us onto his field.
那么圣经在这里就对这个波阿斯呢有了一些的描述。
Here the scriptures give us some description of Boaz.
我们能看见这个波阿斯呢是一个又富足又善良的一个人。
We can see how wealthy, how abundant and kind Boaz is here.
所以我们从他身上可以看见一些主耶稣基督的特性。
Therefore, upon the person of Boaz, we're able to see some characters of our Lord Jesus.
当然有很多人说这个就是预表主耶稣的。
Of course, some say this, he is a type of the Lord Jesus.
是的，他身上有一些的特点。
Yes, there are certain characteristics of Boaz here.
我们就看见他对待这个路德了。真是非常的好。
We can see how kindly he deals with Ruth here.
他不仅让他的仆人们不要欺负他。
Not only did Boaz command the young man not to touch her.
叫他们当波阿斯捡这个麦穗的时候，还故意丢一点在地上给他捡。
But Boaz also charges the young man not only to leave the gleanings, but purposely leaves the sheaves for her.
也并且找他来一起吃饭。
And to have her dine with him.
弟兄姊妹，我们看见波阿斯对待路德，真是像主对待我们一样。
Brothers and sisters, we see the treatment in which Boaz deals with Ruth is as the Lord deals with us.
但在这里，波阿斯说了一句话，我们必须要非常留意。
But here, Boaz says these words that we need to take note of.
波阿斯对路德说
Boaz says to Ruth,
女儿啊，听我说。
Daughter, listen to me.
不要往别人田里去拾取麦穗。
Then Boaz said unto Ruth, Hear thou not, my daughter.
也不要离开这里。
Go not to glean in another field.
要常与我的使女们在一处。
Neither go from here, but abide here fast by my maidens.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
我们说过。
We have said.
这个田。
This field.
是我们神的工作。
It is representation of God's work.
认真的来讲，神只有一块田。
Strictly speaking, God only has one field in which He works.
如果我们读哥林多前书第三章的时候
When we read 1 Corinthians chapter 3,
我们很清楚地看见
We see very clearly,
使徒保罗告诉我们
Paul tells us,
他说你们教会就是神所耕种的田地
And that is the church is in the field which God works and tills.
所以这个神工作的范围就是教会。
Therefore, the field in which God works is the church.
我们都知道今天神创造整个宇宙。
We know that God is the creator of the entire
universe. 创造人类。
Creator of man.
预备救恩。
And prepare salvation.
神最大的目的就是建造教会。
And the greatest purpose God has is to build the church.
所以这是神在时间中唯一的工作。
And that is the only work which God has in time.
也是最重要的一个工作。
And the most important of God's work.
那么亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
Therefore, dear brothers and sisters.
我们在经历上面来讲。
In our experience.
我们很容易就走出这个田地跑到别的地方去。
Very easily, we'll go off to another field.
今天你看基督教在地上了。在教会之外的这许多的工作都吸引人。
Today we can see in Christianity there is so much work that draws us that is outside of the church.
人对教会本身没有多大兴趣。
Yet to the church herself there is not much interest.
而对于今天基督教的许许多多的这些工作还非常有兴趣。
But yet all the works of Christendom there is much interest.
我们知道这些东西容易吸引人。
We know those works very easily draw us.
所以我们何等需要主的怜悯和保守啊。
So how we need the Lord's mercy and keeping.
我在年轻的时候。
When I was young.
许多年长的弟兄们在这些方面实在给我们有非常好的一个教导。
There are many older saints who taught us well concerning this.
所以帮助我们开了眼睛。
So help us to open our eyes.
让我们知道今天神在地上只有一个工作。
So to show us that God only has one work in this world.
所以当我蒙召出来侍奉主的时候。
So when I was called to serve the Lord.
我也知道主呼召我来做他的工。
God, I know clearly that God has called me to do His work.
所以除了教会之外,
so besides the church,
我也不敢有别的兴趣。
I cannot have any other interest.
那么弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
我们必须要坚持, 就像波阿斯对路德所讲的。
We must hold fast as what Boaz told Ruth.
不要跑到别的田里。
Do not go glean in another field.
也有人领会说,这个田很像圣经。
And some may say that this field is the scriptures.
那么你也可以这么领会。
We can understand it in that way.
那么就像我们今天一样，我们有时候对读圣经没兴趣啊，对读其他的书很有兴趣啊。
Just like our condition today, perhaps we don't find much interest to read the scriptures.
是不是
啊？But we're interested in read other books, right?
那些所谓的属灵的书籍，还有那许许多多这些与圣经有关的东西，哇，读起来有味道的不得了。
Now, when we read spiritual books or commentaries, we read it and we find it very tasteful.
一读圣经就睡觉了。
Now, when we read the Bible, we doze off.
一读圣经就觉得没味道。
And when we read the Bible, it is tasteless.
但请我们记得。
But let us remember.
神对波阿斯对路德说，不要到别人的田里去。
Boaz said to Ruth, "Do not glean in another field."
我们宁可有时候在这个 圣经的里面呢，我们也读不出多少大亮光，对不对？
Now, perhaps we cannot read much great light in the scriptures.
那我们就在里面呢捡一点麦穗吧。
And so we're just cleaning just a little bit of the fragments.
啊，那也够你饱足的了。
That will satisfy us enough.
啊，所以弟兄姊妹们
，So brothers and sisters，
我们看见在这里。
Here we can see.
这个波阿斯给他这一个非常重要的一个提醒。
Boaz gives Ruth a very important reminder.
所以呢，路德呢就跟着波阿斯的仆人们、使女们就在这个田里面。
So Ruth follows fast the maidens in the field.
啊，那么他在这里很殷勤的拾取麦穗。
And she was very diligent in cleaning in the harvest.
哇，她从早做工到晚上。
From morning to evening.
那么后来呢，他们波阿斯的仆人们呢也很恩待她，所以就尽量丢东西给她捡。
And the servants of Boaz were very gracious to her and purposely even leaves her the sheaves.
圣经记载说她捡了多少呢？
What did the scriptures record? How much did she clean?
她捡了一法的大麦。
And it was 1 ephah of barley.
哇，这个1法是多少啊？
Now, how much is 1 ephah?
啊，我也是很好奇啊。
So I was very curious.
所以我就去找了他们这些圣经学者们的考据。
So I went to seek out the scholars in their and what they comment.
哇，我一看不得了啊。
Now, it is 1 ephah is quite a lot.
这1法是40公斤呢。
Now, 1 ephah is over 60 pounds.
啊。
It's over 40 kilos.
Kilo, 是9个gallon.
And it's 9 gallons.
哎呀，捡了这么多。
And this is how much she cleaned.
然后呢，这个波阿斯就把它扛回去了。
And so,
不，对不起，路德把它扛回去。
And Ruth carried it all home.
哇，我想一个人要抬得动40公斤，这不得了啊。
And now for one to move the 40 kilos is quite heavy.
啊，当然在古代比较不一样了。
Of course, in those days, it's a bit different.
我不晓得你读路德记的时候，你对路德的印象是什么。
I don't know when we read the book of Ruth, what is our impression of her?
因为我们心里一定想路德是一个很娇小的一个女子。
Perhaps we think that Ruth is very petite.
大概也很美丽。
Perhaps very fair.
不过圣经没这么说。
The scriptures did not record.
因为圣经对很多女子都讲她们很俊美。
But many records about the women, they are fair.
但是对路德没有这样讲。
It did not record for us about
我们只看见路德里面的美德。
We can only see the virtue, the beauty that's within Ruth.
但从这件事情上我们可以知道路德是一个很强壮的女子。
But from this recording, we can surmise that Ruth is quite strong.
我想我们对一个女孩子形容她很强壮，这个不大好嘛，对吧？
I don't think it's a very good description of a lady when we say she is a very strong lady.
但她能扛得动40公斤呢、啊，那你就知道她是真的是很强壮、啊。
But to realize she was able to pick up 40 kilos, she must be very strong.
神借着路德对我们说
，And through Ruth, God tells us,
你做一个基督徒。
If for a Christian,
你要里面柔美
you have to be beautiful within.
外面要强壮
And without, you have to be strong.
我们做基督徒呢，不能够啊，这个太这个娇嫩的啊。
Now, as Christians, we cannot just be too gentle in that sense.
哎呀，我现在发现我们的基督徒，尤其年轻弟兄姊妹们，都是娇嫩的不得了。
Now I see many of the Christians today, perhaps more of the younger ones, were very pampered.
我们在教会中服侍他们，都是用手捧着的这样。
And so when we, it seems like we pamper them as we serve them.
一点重话你也不敢讲。
And we cannot say any severe heavy words to them.
哎呀，我们看见早期的那些圣徒们跟随主啊。
We can see the saints that follow the Lord.
他们接受一些的对付的时候多厉害啊。
And when they're dealt with very severely.
但是他们肯接受。
But they're willing to receive this rebuke.
今天如果我们侍奉主啊。
Today, when we serve the Lord,
一点吃饱就不要做了，那个住的不行也不要服侍人，那你这个怎么服侍主呢？
Now we just want to be filled and satisfied. We don't want to be served to serve. If that is the way, how can we serve the Lord?
主有时候会带领我们到一些环境啊，那个环境真的是跟你的环境不一样。
At times, the Lord will bring us into a condition that is not what we imagine.
你们原谅我讲一个小小的一个经历、啊。
Now forgive me for sharing this small testimony.
我前两年到了中国大陆的一个很偏僻的地方。
A few years ago, I visited China in a very remote area.
哇，他们在冬天是没有暖气的，华南地区冬天没有暖气的。
Now in the winter time, they did not have the heating for in the southern China.
冷得不得了啊。
It was extremely cold.
啊，那个弟兄啊，带我们去到他们那个会所的一个房间里面，你们住在这儿。
And the brother brought us to the housing and said, "This is where you're staying."
哇，那个被啊，两床被这么厚。
And there was the blanket was very feet thick.
啊，这么厚两。
It was layers thick.
啊，那么我进去之后呢，我就想要掀起那个被。
Yeah, so what I thought maybe I want to lift up the blanket.
结果呢，不是掀起，是抬起来的。
Now, I couldn't just flip the blanket over. I had to lift it up.
因为那个整个被已经结冻。
Oh, that is because the blanket was iced. It was solid.
哇，晚上盖在里面的发抖，在里面发抖。
And when I cover this blanket, actually, I'm shivering at night.
那弟兄姊妹们到了这种环境里面呢，你怎么办呢？
Now, brothers and sisters,
你也不能埋怨。
If you're in that condition, what do? You can't grumble.
啊，第二天那个负责弟兄来了。
The next day, the responsible brother came.
因为他们不怕冷。
Because they're not afraid of the cold.
他说：“哦，今天好暖和，今天好暖和。”
And they will exclaim, "How warm it is today! It's very warm today."
所以有时候弟兄姊妹们
，So brothers and sisters,
主带领你进一个环境。
When the Lord leads you in certain condition.
如果我们很娇嫩，我们就很难服侍。
Very pampered, it is hard for us to serve.
所以路德不是一个娇嫩的女子。
Now Ruth is not one who was pampered.
啊，路德是一个强壮的女子。
She was a strong lady.
啊，侍奉主要经得起风霜雨雪。
Now, in order to serve the Lord, we must be able to weather all sorts of conditions.
我们晓得这是路德的身上的一个特性，对不对
？And we can see this is a very unique characteristic of Ruth.
她就在那里，那么吃饱了，然后就带着这丰盛的。这些大麦回去。
We can see that she was filled, satisfied, and she brought back the abundance with her.
我们中文呢，在这里有一句话呢，会引起误解。
Now in the Chinese, there's this translation. Perhaps we might misunderstand.
啊，就说呢，她吃饱了之后呢，所剩下的给了婆婆。
Now in the Chinese translation, it seems as if she ate and she gave the leftovers to her mother-in-law.
弟兄姊妹，那个原文不是这个意思啊。
Brothers and sisters, that's not what it means in the original text.
我们中文这个翻的不太好。
And the Chinese translation is not too good.
如果一个媳妇把吃剩的再给婆婆吃，这个真是不礼貌了。
Now if a daughter-in-law would give what is her leftovers to the mother-in-law, that would not be good.
不，路德不是这样的人。
That was not the person of Ruth.
路德是已经预备好的一份。
She has already prepared a portion to bring back to her mother-in-law.
当她回到她的那个婆婆那里。
So when she returned back to Naomi,
我们看见他们两个人在那个对话的里面，婆婆拿阿米知道她到了波阿斯的田里。
We can see throughout the conversation then that Naomi came to realize Ruth gleaned in the field of Boaz.
有很多读路德记的人呢。
Now many who read the book of Ruth
都把这个拿俄米预表成为圣灵。
Would use Naomi as a representation, a type of the Holy Spirit.
是的，他身上有一些圣灵工作的特性，但他不是圣灵。
Yes, there is some manifestation of her work that would represent the Holy Spirit, but not a type of the Spirit here.
那么拿俄米是一个爱神的人。
Now Naomi is one who loves the Lord.
她也非常的懂得神的律法。
And she knows full well the law of God.
所以你看见她在这里，她也给了这个路德一些的指引。
So here we can see some direction Naomi gives to Ruth.
所以这里因此告诉我们，今天我们在地上属灵的生活里面。
So here it tells us in our spiritual lives today.
我们是有两种的引导的。
There are two types of guidance.
一方面我们从圣灵得到指引。
On the one, it is the Holy Spirit who directs us.
另外一面呢，我们也可以从一些爱主有经验的一些圣徒们得到指引。
Another type of guidance is for the saints who dearly love the Lord and guidance which they provide to us.
当然，这些人能引导别人。
Of course, for these individuals to lead others,
他们自己是必须要懂得神的引导。
They themselves must first know well the direction of God.
就像今天一样，我们先受圣灵的引导，我们才能够引导别人。
Just as for us today, first we must be guided of the Spirit before we're able to lead others.
的确，在我们属灵的生活里面。
In fact, in our spiritual living,
我们看见很多倾心爱主的圣徒们，他们有很多的信息，他们的这许多的书籍给我们很大的帮助。
We can see from the saints who love the Lord with a pure heart how much help they have for us from their spiritual writings, from their spiritual revelations.
那么 拿俄米就代表着这样的一般人。
And Naomi represents such a group of people.
啊，那么我们看见
，We can see，
他给这个路德的这个引导
，This direction which Naomi provides to Ruth，
也是叫他更多认识伯阿斯。
It is for Ruth to know more of Boaz.
他一直在介绍伯阿斯。
And Naomi here is introducing Boaz.
啊，所以今天我们在地上的侍奉中也是一样，我们一直要讲到主的自己。
It is the same for us as we serve today. We must constantly speak of the Lord Himself.
他说，伯阿斯是不断的恩待活人死人的。
Naomi says of Boaz that he has not left off his kindness to the living and to the dead.
实在是一个很有恩典的人。
Indeed, Boaz is one who is very gracious.
非常的善良。
Very kind.
所以我们要常常讲到主的好处。
And we say many times we speak of the goodness of the Lord.
对基督徒有些的鼓励。
And it's encouragement to the saints.
我们的主永远是恩主，永远是善良的。
That he is a gracious Lord, he is a good Lord.
他有丰富，他愿意眷顾我们。
And he is rich and abundant and provides for us.
不仅这样。
Not only so.
他对这个路德说，他是我们一个至近的亲属。
And Naomi said unto Ruth, the man is near of kin unto us.
不，当初他讲这个至近的时候呢
？And when she says of the near of kin,
他们有这个关系，但是没有那个实际的。
They have this relationship, but there's no reality behind it.
那么对于我们来讲的话呢
？As for us,
我们晓得主把他的生命给我们。
We know the Lord has given us His life.
我们的主和我们是最至近至亲的。
Our Lord Himself is the near of kin, our near of kin, next kinsman to us.
但是今天我们要问一件事情。
But today we must ask this question.
我们知道这个关系。
We know of such a relationship.
我们有这个实际吗
？Yet do we have such a reality?
你和主的关系真是至近至亲吗
？Is it really the reality that our relationship with the Lord is the near of kin, most near?
今天我们看见普遍的在神的儿女当中。
Today we can see very commonly amongst God's people.
那些真正和主之间能保持亲密关系有交通的圣徒似乎也不是那么多。
Those saints who are able to dearly have this intimate, close relationship with the Lord constantly are not many.
你们原谅我这样说，有时候我听一些人祷告。
Forgive me for saying this. Many times when I hear others pray.
他这一祷告，你就感觉他的主还住在天上很远呢。
When they pray, we can feel the sense the Lord they're praying to is far away, up high in heaven.
他苦苦的哀求。要求主从天上下来。
To plead with much pleading for the Lord to come.
其实主已经住在我们里面。
But in fact, the Lord already abides in us.
他跟我们的关系真的是比任何都亲呢。
And his relationship with us is most near, more close than any.
超过我们的父母。
And more far
than our parents,
our children. 超过我们的儿女。Our children.
甚至超过我们夫妻的关系。
And even far surpassing the relationship of
spouses. 这是在生命中的一个关系。
It is a relationship of life in life.
所以我们应该跟他常常有最亲密的一个交通。
So it is often that we should have this close, intimate relationship with him.
我们实在需要主给我们这个恩典。
And we need the Lord to give us such grace.
只有在这个亲密的生活的里面。
And only in such a close, intimate relationship.
我们能不断地从他支取丰富的供应。
We're able to appropriate rich provision from him.
但是那个时候呢
？But at that time.
拿俄米只知道他们在法律上有这么一个关系在。
Naomi only realizes by under the law they have such a relationship.
但是呢，他们还没有能够有真实的这个实际。
Yet there is no true reality behind this.
那我们看见拿俄米对路德有一些的鼓励。
So we can see the encouragement which Naomi gives to Ruth.
这个鼓励呢，原先这个波阿斯也对路德说过。
And this encouragement, in fact, is also what Ruth was told by Boaz.
波阿斯跟他讲说，你要跟着我的仆人们。
And Boaz says to Ruth, follow my servants.
这些仆人呢，圣经记载说他们是收割的仆人。
And servants, it says for us, they are the weepers.
然后呢，他说呢，你要跟着我的使女们在一起。
And Boaz tells her to stay fast by my maidens.
这也是我们今天在跟随主道路上面啊。需要有的经历。
This is also an experience we must have when we follow the Lord today.
那么 我们要知道这里哈。
We know here.
波阿斯说呢，你要跟着我的仆人。
Boaz says, "You follow my weepers."
所以我们需要分辨一下。
So we have to have a distinguish here.
今天如果我们要有交通，我们要跟那个真正跟随主的仆人来有交通。
We must have fellowship with the true servants of the Lord to have fellowship with them.
因为这些呢，是的确会给我们带来属灵上的一个帮助的。
Because in fact, those servants will give us much help in our spiritual life.
特别当我们属灵光景年幼的时候。
Especially when we are young in our spiritual life.
我们不懂得怎样直接的依靠主。
Now we don't know, may not know how to directly rely on the Lord.
所以主有时候兴起一些人帮助我们。
So the Lord raises individuals to help us.
啊，这些帮助的人也是非常重要的。
And these helpers are very important.
啊，那么不仅这样，你还要跟这个波阿斯的使女们在一起。
Not only so, but to also stay fast by the maidens of Boaz.
这些使女们就是我们属灵的同伴。
And these maidens are our spiritual companions.
所以你跟随主也需要一些属灵同伴。
So as we follow the Lord, we also need spiritual companions.
你要真正跟随波阿斯的使女。
You have to truly follow the maidens of Boaz.
我想弟兄姊妹们，这些都是在路德记里面给我们一些重要的提醒。
Now, I think brothers and sisters, these are very important reminders for us in the book of Ruth.
然后他就再次提醒他。
And again was reminded of this.
不要叫人遇见你在别人的田间。
Do not go to glean in another field.
啊，你看这个拿俄米真的是一个认识神的人。
And Naomi is one who truly knows the Lord.
这里的别人就是不是基督的。
And so they meet thee not in any other field which is out of Christ.
我们知道这是一个非常重要的一个提醒。
And we know this is a very important reminder.
感谢我们的神。
And we thank our God.
路德在那里得到两个非常宝贵的引导。
Ruth here received two very precious directions.
一个是神的引导。
One is the guidance of God.
另外一个是拿俄米她的婆婆给她的引导。
And the other is the guidance of her mother-in-law Naomi.
我想今天我们要重新回到神原初的心意里面。
I think in order for us to return back to the original purpose of God today,
我们也需要这样的引导。
Likewise, we need such direction.
我刚刚讲过，
I have mentioned,
引导是简单的道理。
Now, direction is a very simple teaching.
是一个难实行的真理。
Yet, it is a truth that is hard for us
to follow. 为什么难实行呢？
Why is it difficult to follow?
在这里有一个东西我们要特别注意。
Because here, there is this issue we have to pay attention to.
那就是我们的己。
And that is the self.
但是你读路德的故事的时候呢，
But when we read the story of Ruth,
哇，你发觉路德真是一个顺服的女子啊。
We can see that in fact Ruth is one who is extremely obedient.
她对她的婆婆说，凡你所说的我都照着行。
And she says to her mother-in-law, all that thou sayest unto me, I will do.
弟兄姊妹，说明什么？说明这个人不活在自己的里面。
Brothers and sisters, what does this tell us? It tells us she does not live in herself.
我们受引导最大的难处就是我们的自己。
When we are given direction, what is most difficult is ourselves.
因为我们这个自己呢，我们也是一个个体，我们很强硬的。
Because ourselves, we are very individualized, we are very strong and stubborn.
有时候我们祷告求神引导我们。
And sometimes we pray, Lord, may you lead me.
神这样引导我们。
And the Lord leads us this way.
我们就认识神啊，不对吧。
And we question God, God, I don't think this is correct.
好像不应该这个样子。
I don't think it should look like this.
你应该那样引导我。
I think we should go this way.
啊，你看看我们比神还厉害。
And we're even better than God.
结果呢，到最后呢，神是受我们的引导。
And at the end, God is the one who is led by us.
啊，所以我们的己是个可怕的东西。
And so the self is extremely fearful.
所以你看见呢，在路德身上有个美德，就是他会舍己。
Therefore, we can see this virtue upon Ruth is that she will deny herself.
你看，波阿斯都知道。
You see, Boaz knows.
波阿斯说，你对着婆婆所行的。
That Boaz says that what your mother-in-law tells you.
离开你的父母，离开你的本地。
I've all shown to me, you have left your father's house.
到一个你素来所不认识。
And the land of your nativity and come into a land that's unknown to you.
这句话就说明什么呢？说明路德并不活在自己的里面。
These words describe for us tells us of the fact that Ruth does not live in herself.
所以只有一个肯舍己的人才能够被引导。
And only one who is willing to deny himself is able to be led.
今天神在地上也引导我们。
Today God leads us.
但是呢，我们知道他常常碰到我们的己， 就叫我们的神遇见难处了。
But many a times that guidance will encounter the self, and that will bring difficulty to God.
所以你看见路德身上一个美德。
So we can see this virtue upon Ruth.
这个顺服出自他那个无己的一个奉献。
This obedience was from a consecration of her, denying of herself.
所以她真正的就跟这些波阿斯的使女们在一起。
And she was along steadfast with the maidens of Boaz.
第二章的最后一节说什么？
And what did the last verse of chapter 2 say?
路德仍与婆婆同住。
And Ruth dwelt with her mother-in-law.
为什么这样说法？
Why did this record it for us?
那就告诉我们说，这个人字就说有很多试探引诱的。
Now it tells us that there are many temptations.
这个路德跑出去了。
And that she still dwelt with her if Ruth was to run off.
可能跟那些年轻人弄在一起住，就发现，哎呦。跟这么一个老人家住在一起，这个不行的，跑掉了，有可能的。
Now, perhaps it's difficult to live with the mother-in-law, the older folks. I will run along with the younger ones.
所以这个人与婆婆同住。
And so this way of stating here, she still dwelt with her mother-in-law.
一个重要的经历。
It is also a very important experience.
不受任何环境，不受任何人的影响。
That it would not be influenced by any of the circumstances or people.
今天我们跟随圣灵也应该是这样。
Today, as we follow the Holy Spirit, that ought to be the same.
重要的经历。
It is an important experience of following the Holy Spirit.
所以弟兄姊妹，在路德记第二章、第三章的这个里面。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, in Ruth chapters 2 and 3,
我们看见当神把他们要重新带回到他荣耀的旨意里面的时候，
we can see as God were to lead them back once again to his original purpose.
他们必须有明确的引导。
They must first have clear guidance.
我们呢，必须要有舍己的奉献。
And we must have this consecration to deny ourselves.
那么感谢神。
And we thank God.
等到保罗写罗马书的时候，
when Paul wrote the book of Romans,
他就把这两件事情就摆在一起。
He brings these two matters together.
这就是罗马书第八章。
And that is Romans chapter 8.
弟兄姊妹们，
brothers and sisters,
罗马书第八章说明一个人要接受引导所必须知道的原则。
Romans chapter 8 tells us, in order for us to be led, this is a principle we must know.
所以第一个你要学会。
The first we must learn.
靠着圣灵致死肉体所有的恶行。
That through the spirit we must mortify the deeds of the body.
哎呀，我们这个己里面有太多邪恶的东西在。
Now in the self there is just so many wicked evil deeds.
所以我们人的己意呢是受引导最大的障碍和难处。
And the self And the self-life is the greatest obstacle.
四世纪就说明这个。
And the book of Judges clearly tells us that.
以色列中没有王。
There was no king in Israel in those days.
个人任意而行。
And each man did what was right in his own eyes.
什么叫做任意而行呢？
What does it mean to do what is right in their own eyes?
就是照着你己的意思行。
It is according to what you want.
我高兴就怎么样，我就怎么样做。
If I like to do so, I will go ahead and do it.
我看为对的，我就这么做。
If I think it's right, I will go ahead and do it.
今天我们晓得在教会侍奉上，有时候碰见最大的难处就是人的己意。
Today we can see that in the service to the Lord in the church, the greatest obstacle is the self-will.
有时候一个弟兄一个姊妹当他自己稍微一点领会他说这个事情就是这么做
A certain brother or sister realized this is the way that ought to be and they insist this is the way it must be done
别人呢只要稍微的有一点点的这个意见的话马上就起冲突了
And when there is some opposition or some other thought besides this there would be a conflict immediately
你们原谅 我在中国听见一个叫我里面很难过的一件事情。
Forgive me for sharing this. I hear of this very sad situation in China.
因为你知道他们那个聚会里面哈，哇，那个这个聚会的灵呢是很旺的。
We know that in their congregation, their spirit is very strong.
哇，唱起诗歌来了，像排山倒海的。
When they sing the hymns, you can just hear the volume. It's shakes.
每个地方这边祷告起来的时候，此起彼落都是非常非常的这个有力量。
And when the brothers and sisters sing, they sing with a lot of might and very strong.
结果有一天散会，有个弟兄跟我讲。
And after the meeting, a brother shared with me.
他说：“弟兄，你看我们的聚会很热闹吗？”
you can see all the excitement here in the assembly, right?
他说：“我们开侍奉聚会更热闹。”
when we have a meeting for service, it's even more grand.
哇，那个拍桌子的、扎板凳的，哎呀， 我说是这样的吗？
And I say, they will pound on the tables and the chairs. I say, really, is that the situation?
甚至有个弟兄呢，真的像圣经所讲，就掐人家脖子，你看看。
Even as the scripture said that it was so strong in that sense, they would even strangle others.
哎呀，听了心里真是很难过。
It's very sad.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
侍奉主要懂得舍己。
When we serve the Lord, we must learn to deny ourselves.
我们的己真是神工作上最大的一个阻力。
And the self is the greatest obstacle which God has to deal with.
神不是不要引导我们。
It's not that God does not want to lead us.
是我们不容易受引导。
But it's not easy for us to be led.
所以我们要看见路德在神面前蒙福啊。
So we must to see why is it that Ruth is blessed before the Lord.
她真是一个不活在自己里面的人。
She is one who does not live in her self life.
所以今天神荣耀的旨意。
So the glorious will of God today.
在我们中间如果要有很通的路。
If it will prosper.
我们必须学会致死己的恶行。
We must mortify the deeds of the body.
所以我们一个人不活在自己的里面。
When we do not live in our self will.
我们才能顺服真正神的引导。
Then we can truly follow the guidance of God.
这个道理我想我们听了很多年。
Now I believe we have heard this doctrine for many years.
我就说我再说引导是简单的道理。
Now I say again, direction, guidance is extremely simple.
是难实行的路。
But it is a way that is hard for us to practice.
难在人因为己太强了。
That is because the self is so strong.
我们的情感我们的爱好我们的意见我们的想法
our decisions,
都左右我们的生活
our own thinking, our own ways, our emotions all hinders our spiritual life
是我们逼的神没有路可走你知道吗
that we force God's hand there's no other way
所以我们如果一直还活在这个情况里我们就一直活在什么失世纪的状态里
so if we continue to live in such a condition what is it that we live in it is as the days of the judges
路德记的光景是不会出现的。
Then there would not appear the days of Ruth.
所以求主施恩给我们。
So may the Lord be gracious to us.
让我们这些多年所熟悉的真理。
So all these doctrine we're so familiar with throughout the years.
在我们的身上要真正成为实际。
So that will become reality practical in us.
我们要不顾任何代价的跟随主。
So regardless of the price, we will follow the Lord.
我们才配讲什么是基督的见证。
Then we are worthy to speak of what is that testimony of Christ.
否则你我讲这些东西都是羞耻。
Otherwise, it is a shame for you and I to speak of.
我承认我在主面前是很多失败的。
I confess there is much failure of me before the Lord.
一直到今天，主的见证，在我们的聚会里，人就显出那么软弱。
Even unto today, the testimony of the Lord in our assembly is so weak.
我常常跪在主面前向主认罪。
Often I would kneel before the Lord to confess.
我说主啊
，Lord，
是我拦住你的。
It is I who have hindered you.
一直到今天这么多年过来了。
Throughout all these years,
我顺服你还是这么困难。
It is still so difficult to obey you.
你不是没有对我说话。
You have spoken to me.
你不是没有引导我。
You have led me.
我的己是这么难死。
This self is so hard to put to death.
叫你的工作遇见了最大的拦阻。
So it has caused much hindrance to your work.
所以弟兄姊妹们。
So brothers and sisters.
我讲这些道，我知道是我所不配的。
I know I'm not worthy to speak of such a message.
但是我何等巴望主的怜悯。
But we look to the Lord's mercy.
让我们能像路德一样。
As Ruth.
能够有这种美好的顺服。
So that we would learn to obey.
我们知道主已经死了。
We know that our Lord has died.
十字架的工作已经做成了。
And the work of the cross is finished.
今天圣灵已经住在我们的里面了。
And today the Spirit abides in us.
我们要致死身体的恶行并不是很难的。
It is not too difficult for us to mortify the deeds of the body.
但是我们必须顺着圣灵的引导。
But we must follow the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
这个功课一定要学。
And we must learn this lesson.
我最近常常跟我们那些有服事的弟兄姊妹讲。
Many times I share with the brethren who have service.
我们的主天从天上来到这个充满麻烦的地上。
Our Lord came from heaven to this world filled of trouble.
他是借着十字架的死来解决麻烦的。
It is through the death on the cross he has dealt with all such trouble.
所以一个真正侍奉主的人是解决麻烦的人。
So one who truly serves the Lord is one who deals with the trouble.
而我们不是制造麻烦的人。
And we should not be one who creates the trouble.
我们常常是 troublemaker.
Many times we are the troublemaker.
弟兄姊妹找弄麻烦不说，这个传道人侍奉主的人还带进麻烦。
Not only the brothers and sisters who serve the Lord may be troublemakers, the servants of God are troublemakers.
你如何能逃避这些麻烦呢？
How can we escape from being a troublemaker?
你就学这个舍己的功课。
We learn this lesson to deny ourselves.
否则你我自己就是神工作上最大的麻烦。
Otherwise, you and I will be the greatest troublemaker to the work of God.
所以弟兄姊妹们，
So brothers and sisters,
神是何等巴望他的心意能够显明在这个世代的里面。
How willing God is for His testimony to be manifested in this generation.
但是如果今天，
But if today,
我们不能按照神的律跟随神，
We cannot follow the law, the Lord according to His law.
一切都变成空谈的。
All would be spoken in vain.
弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers and sisters,
在罗马书第八章也告诉我们，
In Romans chapter 8 it tells us,
凡被神的灵引导的都是神的儿子。
For as many are led by the Spirit of God are sons of God.
读圣经的都晓得这个儿子代表成熟的生命。
Now those who read the scriptures realize this term, the sons of God represents those who are mature.
如果我们今天真的能够顺服了圣灵在我们里面的引导，
If today we truly submit to the guidance of the Spirit upon us,
顺服的历史历代神借着神众仆人所释放的那些正确信息的引导，
And submit to the guidance that is shared with us throughout the generations by the true saints of God,
就说明我们生命已经在成长了。
It will tell us of the fact that our life now is mature.
所以弟兄姊妹们，
So brothers and sisters,
我们何等需要主的恩典，
How much we need of God's grace.
所以路德记这本小小的书，
So in this small book of Ruth,
表现出神一些重要的心意在里面。
It represents for us very important thoughts of the Lord to us.
他把这恢复的路都摆在你我的眼前。
God places us before the way of recovery.
所以我们不仅需要灵里面的饱足。
Not only do we have to be satisfied in our spirit.
我们需要有正确的引导。
We must have the right direction.
我们要学会舍己的功课。
And we must learn this lesson to deny ourselves.
弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers and sisters,
我再说神的旨意是不改变的。
I say once again, the will of God changes not.
你我不能毁坏神的功课。
And you and I cannot harm the will of God.
你我只有可能会被神呢撇在一边。
But the consequences would be you and I may be laid aside,
失去该有的祝福,
and we will lose the blessing that is due upon us. Yet the work of God will continue onward.
所以愿主在这个荒凉的时代里面,
so in this period of desolation,
整个基督教的光景如同四世纪一样,
when the condition of the church today is like in the days of the judges,
愿主借着路德记把光给我们。
Now may the Lord give us light through the book of Judges.
也引导我们的脚步走出这个荒凉。
Give us light through the book of Ruth to direct our path out of this desolation.
能够回到神原初的心意里。
That we will return back to the purpose of God.
那么弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers and sisters,
你我这微小的一生，
That in your life and my life, as small as it is,
在主面前具有了不同的价值。
Then it holds a different value in the hand of God.
真是感谢主。
And we thank the Lord.
借着这最平凡的人对我们说话。
That God speaks to us, the most ordinary of people.
就告诉我们说，每个弟兄姊妹都可以做到。
It tells us of a fact that each one of us is able in the hand of God.
我们请低头在这里祷告。
Let us bow for a word of prayer.
主，我们承认我们对你的亏欠。
Lord, we confess our shortcoming before you.
求你仍旧对着我们的心说话。
Lord, we pray that I would continue to speak to our hearts.
给我们有力量能够悔改。
So that we may have strength to repent.
好叫我们能重新回转到你自己的心意里面。
So that once again we may return into thy desire.
主啊，今天你的旨意在地上受到这么大的拦阻。
Lord, there is so much obstacle to thy will on earth today.
我们实在需要你的恩典。
Lord, how much we need thy grace.
主啊，求你借着路德记对我们说话。
Lord, may thou speak to us through the book of Ruth.
救我们脱离这个可怕的世代。
So that we may be delivered from such a wicked generation.
带领我们走出荒凉。
So that you will deliver us from desolation.
让我们重新回到你心意的里面。
So that we may once again return into thy desire.
主啊，我们是一般非常平凡的人。
Lord, we are a group of very ordinary people.
但是你既然能用那一些平凡的人，
But yet you are able to use the ordinary.
你也能用我们，
And thou art able to use us.
求主的话鼓舞我们，激励我们。
Lord, may thy word encourage us and move us onward.
没有一个弟兄姊妹是灰心的。
That we would not be discouraged.
也没有一个是退后的。
And none of us will retreat.
好像我们在不多的日子的里面。
So in the days ahead, there are not many.
因为能遵行你的旨意。
That we may obey thy will.
叫你的心还能够得到满足。
So that we may please thy heart.
我们求你因这些话祝福你的百姓。
Lord, through thy word, bless thy people.
我们感谢你没有丢弃我们。
We thank thee, for thou hast not forsaken us.
我们这样祷告，靠耶稣基督宝贵的名。
We pray in the precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.